Shabbos friends, we are continuing our study of Meseches Nigayim. We are in Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, Lili Nishmas, Elisha Chanina Ben Yedidi, Harav Aaron Avram. This Mishnah discusses Tzaras HaBatim. If a house has a deep green or deep red nega the size of two gris, the owner brings a kohen to examine the nega. The kohen who can find the house will make it and its contents Tame. On the seventh day, the coin re-examines the nega, and one of three things is going to happen: either the nega faded or disappeared, in which case the area where the nega was is scraped off and the house becomes tar, or the nega remains the same size, in which case the coin confines the house for a second week, or the nega expanded, in which case the stones with the nega are replaced and the house is reconfined for a second week. In the second case, where the nega remained the same after 1 week, the coin re-examines the house on the 13th day. If the nega remained or expanded, the afflicted stones are replaced and the house is reconfined for a third week. This is the only instance of 3 weeks of Hezger. At the end of the third week, which is the 19th day, because the 13th is the 7th day of the second week, the first day of the third week, the coin re-examines the house. If the nega did not reappear, the coin makes the house tahor using the procedure described in Vayikra. Yedalit from Mem Tes to Nun Gimel, which we'll call Taras et Sipparim. If the nega reappeared after the tamei stones have been removed, then the entire house is destroyed. As we'll see in Perek Yud Gimel, the Rambam says in Tumas Tzaras Tesvav, and the details of the Negei Batim are discussed in the 12th and 13th Prakim. But here we're already going to begin Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Habatim etam shlosha shavuos. Houses are confined as Tamei for as long as 3 weeks, as we see in Taras Kwanim and Rashi, Vayigri Yadalit. Dalit, houses can remain confined Tamei for as long as 3 weeks before they are either confirmed Tamei and destroyed, if the Nega comes back, or declare Tohor and go through the Tara procedure. With three symptoms, deep red, deep green, deep red, or expansion. These are the three ways that the house becomes tame: green, red, and expansion. Now, how does this work? With deep red and deep green and deep red. With deep green and red, either initially, meaning if a deep green or red nega, the size of two grits appears in the house and the house meets the other requirements that we talk about in Perek Yud Beis, the house is closed up by the kohen for a week. So just like with clothing, the initial examination of a house can only make a musgar but not a muchlat, confined, not confirmed. And besof shavua rishon, if the nega remained the same size and remained a tamei color at the end of the first week, the house is confined for another week, as we see in Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph, the Rambam Tumas Tzaras Tesvav Beis. And also Besof Shavua Sheni, at the end of the second week, if the nega still exists at the end of the second week of confinement, the nega afflicted stones are replaced and the house is confined for another week. Besof Shavua Shlishi, nega will be confirmed at the end of the third week. If a nega reappears on the house after the third week of confinement, then the entire house is razed, is destroyed. Lachor Ptur, after having been declared Torah, if the nega does not reappear after the afflicted stones are removed, Taras et Sipparim is performed, and the house becomes tar. If a nega reappears before Taras et Sipparim is performed, the house is confirmed Tamei and destroyed, as we see in Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, and the Rambam Tumas Tzaras Tesvav Beis. Uve Pisyon, Besof Shavua Rishon, Besof Shavua Sheni, Besof Shavua Shlishi, Lachor Ptur. With expansion, either at the end of the first week, the end of the second week, the end of the third week, or after becoming tar, if the nega and the house grows larger after the first or second week, the stones affected by the nega are replaced and the house is confined for another week. That's what it means, Besof Shavua Rishon, Besof Shavua Sheni. And then at the end of the third week, if the nega returns to the house after the stones have been replaced, the entire house is confirmed tamei and destroyed. The Rambam calls the returning of the nega expansion pisyon. L'achar p'tur after makam tor. As we said, if the nega doesn't reappear after the afflicted stones are removed, the house becomes Torah, but after Tyrus et Sipporim is performed. If the nega reappears before Tyrus et Sipporim is performed, the house is confirmed Tameh and destroyed. The expansion that occurs at the end of the third week or after the nega becomes Torah is the return of the nega after the afflicted stones have been removed. The two cases described here, meaning at the end of the third week or after the nega became tahar, are the same case, two cases described earlier as deep green or deep red and gaim that are confirmed at the end of the third week and after the nega became tahar. Umitamin b'shlosh shavuos, they are confined to tame for 3 weeks. Shehem tisha seyam, which is altogether 19 days, and b'negaim pachos mishavuachem lo yisal shlosh shavuos. No negaim remain confined for less than a week, nor for more than 3 weeks. That's a general rule that applies to all negaim. Minimum 1 week, maximum 3 weeks. To quickly review the Mishnah, batim etamim v'shloshes shavuos u'v'shloshes simanim b'yirak rak v'adam dam u'v'fisyon b'yirak rak v'adam dam etchila b'sof shavuos b'sof shavuos sheni b'sof shavuos shlishi lachar p'tur u'v'fisyon b'sof shavuos rishon b'sof shavuos sheni b'sof shavuos shlishi lachar p'tur u'metamim b'shloshes shavuos shem tisha asar yom ein b'negaim pachos mishavu echad lo yoser. So houses are confined tummy for as long as 3 weeks and with three symptoms, deep green, deep red, or expansion. With deep green and deep red, either initially end the first week, then the second week, the nega will be confirmed at the end of the third week or after having been declared tar. With expansion, either end of the first week, end of the second week, either end of the third week, or after becoming tar, they are confined tummy for 3 weeks, which equals 19 days. No nega remain confined for less than a week, nor for more than 3 weeks. B'siyata d'shmaya, we were zoche to finish the third perek, and God should give us life and hope and simchas chayim and the financial means and health and everything we need in order to continue on to the fourth perek and further. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.